Тренировочное задание номер 6. Вы услышите разговор двух американских учеников о школьной программе обменов. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A1, A7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. Какие не соответствуют? 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
David, listen to this. We're going to host an exchange student this year. Her name is Yelena Yakunina. She's from Bulgaria.
Yelena Yakunina? That sounds Russian. I once had a pen pal from Russia with the same last name.
Her family was Russian. Her grandfather's parents went to Bulgaria during the Russian Civil War. They were Ukrainian. Oh, this is all so exciting.
Well, I hope she speaks English. It will be a long year if she doesn't.
She probably speaks better than we do. Her dad's a chemist, but her mom teaches English.
I'll bet she's read a lot about America. What do you know about Bulgaria?
Not much, but I'm on my way to the library to check out some books. Dad's even ordered some language books. We're going to practice at home.
That should be a riot.
And mom's learning to cook some Bulgarian dishes.
Won't that be a nice cultural experience? Feeding Bulgarian food to a Bulgarian. Where did you find out about the program?
Mrs. Young, our French teacher, invited a lady from American Field Services to talk to our language class. She told us we could get more information from the Student Exchange Resource Center on the internet.
How would your parents feel about hosting a foreign student?
They had to think about it for a while, but then they got excited too. The AFS lady came by to talk to us. And then we made arrangements for the new student at school.
I wonder what my parents would think about hosting a foreign student.
Who knows? They might prefer to send you off to some faraway country.
Timbuktu would be fun.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
David, listen to this. We're going to host an exchange student this year. Her name is Yelena Yakunina. She's from Bulgaria.
Yelena Yakunina? That sounds Russian. I once had a pen pal from Russia with the same last name.
Her family was Russian. Her grandfather's parents went to Bulgaria during the Russian Civil War. They were Ukrainian. Oh, this is all so exciting.
Well, I hope she speaks English. It will be a long year if she doesn't.
She probably speaks better than we do. Her dad's a chemist, but her mom teaches English.
I'll bet she's read a lot about America. What do you know about Bulgaria?
Not much, but I'm on my way to the library to check out some books. Dad's even ordered some language books. We're going to practice at home.
That should be a riot.
And mom's learning to cook some Bulgarian dishes.
Won't that be a nice cultural experience? Feeding Bulgarian food to a Bulgarian. Where did you find out about the program?
Mrs. Young, our French teacher, invited a lady from American Field Services to talk to our language class. She told us we could get more information from the Student Exchange Resource Center on the internet.
How would your parents feel about hosting a foreign student?
They had to think about it for a while, but then they got excited too. The AFS lady came by to talk to us. And then we made arrangements for the new student at school.
I wonder what my parents would think about hosting a foreign student.
Who knows? They might prefer to send you off to some faraway country.
Timbuktu would be fun.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.